listen. No, I mean it. Listen. Or he'll get really irritated. Back to Gruber.
Despite the pounding dished out day after day after day by the thin-skinned media, because they can dish it out, but they certainly can't take it. You know, you figure this out, I'm quite sure. Because whenever they get hit back by the president, you know, Jim Acosta goes into one of his little apoplectic crying fits. And so it is. But despite all of that, the tracking poll shows that 50% of likely U.S. voters today approve of President Trump's job performance, 49% disapprove. So despite all of this and the constant haranguing of the media, the president remains at 50% on the Rasmussen daily tracking poll, which, by the way, the media will say, well, Rasmussen's not accurate, Steve. You can't trust that Rasmussen. I might point out to you, boys and girls, that Rasmussen was one of a couple of polls that got it right in 2016. The rest, the credible polls, got it wrong. So if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and trust Rasmussen over the rest of the bums. Thank you. Because they got it right. And today, Rasmussen says the president's approval rating is at 50%. You see, after a while, results matter. And people turn off Omarosa. You know, I heard Gloria Borger on CNN yesterday. I know I had a weird day. I had a lot of CNN in my life. Gloria Borger, who's, you know, allegedly some sort of political pundit. She doesn't know doodly squat. She's one of the most defenseless intellectual people I've ever seen on TV. And at any rate, she had the nerve to say that Donald Trump, by calling Omarosa a dog, had turned her into a sympathetic figure. I'm like, really? Omarosa is... Omarosa is not a sympathetic figure. Let's just understand that. All right. Well, here's a little something for you that I want to just give you before we go to Minnesota for the Attorney General's race there. Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer is going to be paying up his soon-to-be ex-wife, Annette Roque, $20 million. Shame Today host Matt Lauer bending over backwards to give his soon-to-be ex-wife, Annette Roque, everything she wants in the divorce, including a multi-million-dollar payout because he feels so guilty for cheating with multiple women at work behind secretly locked doors. Yeah, he was axed in November, as you may remember. He had the automatic locking door. Yeah, he had a button under his desk that would lock the door and turn it into a place where the victims could not escape. And yet nobody knew about that at 30 Rock. Apparently it was a secret to everybody. Matt went out on the weekends. He went to Home Depot. He got some automatic locks and some buttons, and he went up there and, remembering his time as a kid with an erector set, built it himself. Please. From the same subject matter today, Democrat Keith Ellison, a congressman from Minnesota, scored a victory Tuesday night in the primary race there for the state's attorney general, despite allegations and apparently actual tapes of domestic abuse. He's accused of assault and physical battery by an ex-girlfriend. Ellison, notably the first Muslim elected to Congress, is the deputy chair of the Democratic National Committee. Is he resigning? Hell no. Why would he? Ellison ran for the position against State Rep Deborah Hillstrom, a former Department of Commerce Commissioner Mike Rothman, former Ramsey County Attorney Tom Foley, and Attorney Matt Pelican. None of this matters. What matters is the Me Too movement only applies when the left decides it applies, apparently. They'll pick and choose their victims, and you'll not have a say. Ellison is a 54-year-old six-term congressman who became deputy chair of the DNC last year after falling just short of the top job. He was among candidates rushing to file for Minnesota's AG office after incumbent Lori Swanson made a late decision to run for governor. And by the way, speaking of Minnesota and the outcome in the primaries there yesterday, you may have missed this, but the Trump effect is powerful. And if you don't think so, look what happened to Tim Pawlenty yesterday in Minnesota. Tim Pawlenty, the former governor. He called President Donald Trump unfit and unhinged. He had more money, more organization, more backing, more everything, and he was, well, we were told he was winning in the polls by quite a bit. You may remember that Pawlenty also ran for president briefly in 2012, and he has derided the president many times. But a county commissioner, Jeff Johnson, won Tuesday's Minnesota Republican gubernatorial primary despite Pawlenty's enormous fundraising and name recognition and advantages. He also won despite his own history as the party's losing candidate for governor 4 years ago. Jeff Johnson, who failed in a bid for governor 4 years ago, had a fraction of the money of Tim Pawlenty. Anything else? What Pawlenty had was a Trump hangover. His never-Trump, anti-Trump rhetoric cost him. So you tell me. Pawlenty was hoping to resurrect his political career after flaming out as a presidential candidate back in 2011-12. He spent the intervening years as a Washington lobbyist. Hopefully they're still hiring. Because right now, he has nothing else to do. Democrat Tim Walz, by the way, won the three-way primary for the governorship. We'll see what happens in November. Tim Pawlenty, enjoy your retirement. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company. Serving Michigan since 1947, locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today. And man, now's a great time to get that water test. Look at what's going on everywhere. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. On the program today, we're going to have Tom Borelli here. The doctor will stop in. Michael Dougherty. We'll get his take on whether he's a dog or not and what that means. Ron Rademacher will be here, stumbling in from the woods, and so much more. It's a Wednesday on the Steve Gruber Show.